It's 3:22.
Many of you have been frustrated by Metro, particularly ending service before Nationals games are over. Well, now WTOP has learned who's the driving force in the debate over who should pay for late-night Metro service if Nationals playoff games run late this year. Turns out Major League Baseball may have more to do with the situation than we thought.
Joining us live to talk about that one, WTOP Sprawl and Crawl reporter Adam Tuss. Really, Adam? Major League Baseball?
Yeah, this is a big one. Apparently, Major League Baseball has directed the Nationals to not pay for late-night Metro service because MLB leaders are concerned that if the Nats start paying to keep the transit system open later than the normal hours, then all the other baseball teams around the country are going to have to start doing the same thing. There's a precedent where no Major League Baseball team right now pays consistently to keep. Now, of course, we've seen it happen where the Nats had the Sunday night ESPN game and they paid that one time. But right now, there's no contract in place between the Nationals and Metro for another instance like that. And today on News Channel 8's Bruce DePoit show, D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans actually confirmed this.
Major League Baseball has made it clear that in no city in the country does the team have to pick up the tab for games that go beyond.
So we have also a couple of senior national sources and people with direct knowledge of the situation who've told us the same exact thing, that Major League Baseball is directing the Nationals not to pay for late night service because they're afraid this precedent's going to be set, that if the Nationals do it, then everybody else has to do it.
Well, the thing is, though, that this happens in other cities. So what do other transit agencies around the country do?
Good question, Sean. We've contacted a number of other transit agencies, and in no instance have we found that there's a transit agency or a baseball team that pays consistently to keep a transit agency open late. So, you know, there are cases, you know, here and there where a game may run late and there might be a contract put in place, but nothing consistently where, you know, there are playoff baseball games. Of course, New York City, the Yankees are always in the playoffs, but their system runs 24 hours, mm-hmm. and there are a couple of systems that run 24 hours, so you can exclude those. But when there are cases where a transit system shuts down, there is no case that we've found where a baseball team consistently pays to keep that transit system open, and we're being told that it's Major League Baseball who's directing that policy.
So MLB really doesn't care if fans are stranded.
I wouldn't go that far. We don't know that. We have called Major League Baseball. As of right now, they have not returned our calls for comment. But we'll see. You know, this is going to be an interesting debate. We're getting closer and closer to the time when playoff baseball comes along. Everybody knows about Metro's funding woes. And, you know, we thought that this was just kind of a ground level inside Washington debate between Metro, the Nats, and the city. Now we take a step back and look and see, oh, wow, Major League Baseball actually has something to do with this whole thing.
All right. We'll have more as we go through the next several days. WTOP's Adam Tuss.